Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your iPhone, iPad, MacBook, or Android smartphones. Find out what your gadget is worth and get cash to upgrade to the latest iPhone at Gazelle.com. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 27 of i5 for the iPhone. I'm Sarah Lane, and this is the show where we pick five of the best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and pass them along to you. Today is going to be our best show ever. I just have a feeling. But please try to keep your voices down because I've got a tiny little Super Bowl hangover. Number one. So, how's the weather in your neck of the woods? Specifically, right overhead. Or how about a few hundred feet away? All right, well, what would it be like in 5 minutes? A free app called Nuuly wants to tell you all of that information. It delivers accurate weather predictions in the U.S. and Canada in five-minute intervals based on algorithms calculating real-time data from over 260 national oceanic and atmospheric radars and two NASA satellites. Sounds legit. You can view the weather forecast as a list, as a graph, or in a map view. You can do a search for a specific place and then add locations to your favorites. Pretty straightforward. And for many of you, might even feel like slight overkill. I mean, how many of us are actually thinking about the weather this specifically? But it would also be nice to know if it's going to be raining 10 minutes after you start a nice long walk, right? That's what Nuuly is all about. It's made by an Israeli team, and I found a couple grammar inconsistencies. English may not be the first language here, but it's not a deal breaker. If you want to obsess over weather with the right data, give Nuuly a try. Number two, got a little duh tip for you. When it comes time to unlock your phone, what's your passcode? You don't have to tell me, but it's a string of four numbers, right? Did you know that you can change that to something alphanumeric and a little bit more complex? Yeah, you can. Just go into settings, then tap general, scroll down to passcode lock, enter your passcode, and then turn simple passcode off. Now you can change it to whatever you like. Letters, numbers, capitalized, lowercase, go nuts. This is also the place to set how quickly your iPhone locks down and requires a passcode. Might seem like paranoia, but I prefer immediate lock. You never can be too careful, especially when you're a spy. I'm not a spy, but that's something a spy would say. Number three. So, recently I was in a situation where I was messaging someone using Facebook Messenger, which I've mentioned in the past is my chosen form of texting because it uses data rather than SMS. Then I realized, along with my messages, I was also sending updated location based on where I was. Now, in this particular case, I didn't really want that person to know where I was, and I panicked a little bit. But it was my own fault. So here's what's going on. When you download an app, often you'll see a little dialog box that asks you if it can use your location. I almost always say okay, because many apps ask this because it makes the app more effective. Nuuly, the weather app, for example, needs to know where I am in order to give me localized data, or it's not going to be a very good app. But in the case of something like Facebook Messenger, that location info is passed along to whoever you're chatting with. And if that makes you uncomfortable, here's what you do. You go into settings, you tap on privacy, then tap on location services. And here's where you'll find the very long list of apps, at least in my case, that know where I am. And I've told them to. So I just scroll down to Messenger. I turn that location service off. Did it with the Facebook app too. Now you can go through and be selective about which apps that know where you are. Or you could just blanket swipe and turn off location services for everything. But keep in mind if you do that, it would render your iPhone pretty useless. I mean, you do want to use maps and stuff like that, right? It is a good idea to double check that you are in charge of what you're sharing in your apps, and more importantly, who else has access to that information. Stay safe out there, kids. So you want a new iPhone, do you? I don't blame you. They're very nice. Before you get the new one, though, make sure you sell your used phone to Gazelle for cash. Cash you can use to upgrade. Gazelle is simple and it's fast. You just go to gazelle.com. That's GAZELLE.com. And tell Gazelle the condition of your device. They'll even buy broken iPhones for cash. If you have an iPhone that's in bad shape and you think nobody would ever want it, Gazelle will want it. At that point, you get a risk-free offer for the gadget that you're looking to get rid of. And Gazelle will lock in the quote for 30 days. So once you get your new iPhone, you ship your old one to Gazelle, and they'll even pay the shipping. And then you get paid fast by check or PayPal. Go to gazelle.com now to get an offer for your iPhone. You know, it's not getting any more expensive. Your iPhone loses value every day that you wait. Payment is fast within just a few days of the item being received. And those offers, again, are good for 30 days. It's easy. There's free shipping. Most items qualify for a little free box. It's a fast process. You can, you know, think about it. iPhone 4, iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4S. They'll take it all. So what's your iPhone worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com to find out. Sell your used iPhone today at gazelle.com. Number four. Have you ever wondered how much that really cute barista behind the counter at your favorite coffee shop is actually making? Or what you might expect to pull down if you, I don't know, pulled a big career change? If so, you want an app called Glassdoor. It's great. Just choose a location, enter a job title keyword, and then start searching for salaries. When you see something interesting, you can click through to get more information about how that salary breaks down for that particular job and that particular market. Or browse through companies near the location that you're searching in. So, for example, San Francisco or Petaluma or wherever you live. If you want to read actual reviews from people who've worked at a particular company, you can do that too. It can be very eye-opening. Maybe you're thinking about working there. If you're wondering where all this information is coming from, though, Glassdoor is a web service based on crowdsourced data. And anybody can sign up and add their 2 cents to the data pool, whether it's salary information or how management is at a particular company. Fascinating stuff. Great research tool. I do think it's probably worth keeping in mind that sometimes disgruntled workers may have some incentive to flood a company with negative press, but in general, Glassdoor seems really helpful and fascinating, and I'm clearly in the wrong business. Finally, number five. This one's an App Store editor's choice. I don't always like to feature those on i5 because I know it's kind of obvious, but this is a really good pick. Say hi to Evernote. Hello. This is the app for all of us forgetful types who meet a lot of people and shake a lot of hands and take a lot of business cards and then never remember anybody's name. This can obviously be a huge problem if you have business reasons to remember who you've met and where they work and how you know them, etc. Evernote Hello uses your Evernote account to sign you in. If you don't have an account, you can sign up very easily. And then you can enter information about a contact. You can scan their business card. You can search your address book for a match. You can connect Evernote Hello to LinkedIn and Facebook to match names up with their online profiles that exist elsewhere and sync them. That'll be very helpful in professional situations, with LinkedIn especially. Or you can share your details with another Evernote Hello user via an audio tone. That's awesome. Now, you have to be near each other for that feature to work. But if you've just met, you probably are standing right next to each other. Very cool. If you're new to this app, it works so well, you'll probably think it's magical. And if you've already used Evernote Hello, you'll probably appreciate the brand new design and interface. It didn't used to be as nice looking as it is now. They've made a lot of significant improvements. Looks better and still completely free. Well, put a fork in us. We're done with this episode of i5 for the iPhone anyway. Thanks for watching. And if you'd like to auto-download this show every week, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you'll find all of our apps and story links too. Email us questions, tips, and app ideas to i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week on i5 for the iPhone.